Justice Department.
Yes, sir.
And I had a UFO sighting night before last, and I just found your card.
Okay.
It said report it.
Could we... Now, did you have this yourself?
Yes, I did. Myself and one other officer.
Okay, what you saw?
Yeah, it was about the size of a small, one-story house. It was silver in color. It was metal. It looked metal. It was shaped in a perfect triangle, and it had two bright-colored white lights. It didn't have any blinking lights or any colored lights, but two extremely bright white lights, and one was at the tip of the triangle, and the other was in the center between the two tips at the other end.
Uh-huh. Okay, about what time did you see this?
About 10:30.
Okay. You know the exact date?
It would have been the evening of the 31st May.
About how far away was the object?
Oh, when we first saw it, it was 3 to 4 blocks. I'd say it was real close. It was, we have an airport that's up on a hill above the town, and we were on our way up to patrol the airport, and we looked up, and it was about the height of a low-flying plane, and it was right above the airport. And we went up to the airport, and it was going away from us at the time, heading to the northwest, and we watched it for between 15 and 30 minutes.
Okay. Now, regarding the object itself, did you notice any openings or protrusions of any kind?
No.
But you would say that it was definitely metallic?
Yeah, definitely metallic.
Did this thing perform any maneuvers or special motions of any kind?
Didn't seem to. It just seemed to go away, but it wasn't... Well, it was moving at a fast rate of speed, I guess, for it to be that big and disappear, but it wasn't moving at a supersonic speed or anything.
Uh-huh.
Because we did watch it for quite a while. We documented it on our radio logs at our dispatch center here.
Uh-huh.
I'm with the police department camera. And we also called out a highway patrolman to go out and investigate it. We've had a lot of cattle mutilations.
Right.
In this part of the country. And so we investigated all strange lights.
Okay. You didn't find anything in relation to cattle mutilations with this, did you?
Thus far, there hasn't been anything.
Okay. And you're an officer with the police there?
Right. I'm a police officer of the Kemmer Police Department. And there was another officer with me when we spotted it.
This object at all times just moved away from you.
Right.
Okay.
It seemed to be stationary over the airport. And for a long time, we thought it was stationary out in the distance. Come in. For a long time, it seemed to be stationary in the distance. However, we finally determined that it was just... look closer to the horizon because it was going away from us.
I see. Okay.